we can only deal with what we have within the squad, and we have a good squad of players there. Listen, Peter decided to go back to his club, that they're back in Division One, so he's committed to the club. Listen, Peter's a good keeper and a very good lad within the squad, and disappointed to see him go, but he's gone back to his club. Michael Carr's back training with his club at the minute, and that's where he's at. So listen, we'll just concentrate on the players that we have training, and there's a lot of good players in there working really hard. And I see our preparations are all fixed in Tyrone on Saturday evening.
I suppose the door's always open for these guys as well, Declan.
Listen, the door's always open. There's no, I mean, at any stage the squad door's never closed, to be quite honest. And there's players coming and going, and you know, I don't know why there was so much over the last couple of days. Probably the fact there's no games at the weekend and stuff like that there. But plus, there's players coming and going all the time, and some decisions we make, some are made by the players themselves at times. But there's standards to be maintained within squads, and as I said, the lads that are in there are totally 120% committed to the Donegal senior cause, and that's what we want, those players we want.
Yep. In your mind then, Declan, at what level is the squad at the moment in training as you prepare for a big derby game against the likes of Tyrone, where he's at the moment?
Yeah, lads are training well, no doubt. It's a big match this weekend. We found it difficult last week in terms of venues and pitches, but not just us, probably the whole country, in terms of the snow further on down. But I mean, the pitches up here were a lot of frozen pitches, so it's difficult to get pitches to train on. But yeah, we've had a decent week done now, and looking forward to the match on Saturday night. And as I said, the lads are training well.
Yeah, has that break then been in any way beneficial, do you feel?
Not really, Oisín. It's probably going to be the same for everyone. And as I said, it was difficult to get pitches to get the work done that we needed to get done. But we've had a number of sessions now done and over the last number of days, and you know, the lads, as I said, are working extremely hard. And we've three big matches coming up, starting this weekend against Tyrone, Northwest Derby. We have Munnan the following weekend, and then we have Mayo at home in the final match of the league. So yeah, a lot of games and a lot of big games coming up. And as I say, the focus then will immediately turn to Cavan on the 13th, and we know Cavan are doing extremely well, and you know, possibly come Championship we'll be back playing Division 1 football.
Would you feel maybe you might have lost a wee bit of momentum there, because you won the McKenna Cup, then you had that one against Kildare, and less than 7 days later you were due to meet Tyrone, who's battling on the bottom half of the table. And I suppose when you're in a fight like that down the bottom end of the table, momentum is key, and it's important to have it. Was there any loss of momentum, do you think, over the course of the last week, given the circumstances with the weather?
No, I wouldn't think so, no, Oisín, exactly. No, we knew early on was it Friday or Thursday evening, that the game wouldn't be taking place, that there was no games taking place at the weekend. So listen, our preparations would have focused directly then on this weekend coming, which was meant to have been a weekend off for, it was meant to be a break this weekend, but every team's in the same boat. But no, our preparations turned again to this weekend, and as I say, it doesn't change from last weekend. Yeah. We know it's going to be a stiff test against a good Tyrone side, and yeah, it's two valuable league points at stake, and it's a match we're looking forward to.
It's not going to be the same as the McKenna Cup encounter a number of weeks ago?
Yeah, possibly not. Both teams do have probably play a different style of football at the minute. Tyrone, I mean, have done well under Mickey Hart, using that last year. I mean, they ran through Ulster very, very easily last year, and clocked up big scores, and some very, very good players. Sean Cavan is missing from that last year. We have a lot of young lads that have come in, and a lot of the older lads are getting back on board. And it's a mixture of youth and experience, and it's about gelling that together, and they're starting to gel together.
Yeah. We conceded a number of goals against Kildare, and I suppose we could have conceded more, and on reflection at times we were caught very open at the back, particularly with the style of play that Kildare brought to the field that day. If you're going to concede goals against Tyrone, you need to be very, very careful, Declan, because it could swing and turn in their favour very quickly.
Yeah, listen, goals won matches at the end of the day, and we did concede goals, and we were open on numerous occasions against Kildare. But listen, we've been working on that there, and it is work in progress, and the style of play that we're adapting it. It's probably going to take a lot longer period than what we have at the minute. We have a number of months behind us now, and the lads are getting to it. And we have to be tighter, there's no doubt, and that starts higher up the field and working hard and making sure that we're defending better higher up the pitch.
Yeah, has it taken longer for them to settle into that style than you'd hoped? Do you think you'd be further ahead with that at this stage of the year?
No, not really. I thought the lads have adapted very, very well, to be quite honest. And as I say, you can see it every night that we go out on the training ground, that there's improvement, and that we look for that improvement every night we go out, and you can see that. And but lads are enjoying the football, there's no doubt about it. We're you know, going forward, we do look dangerous, we do look like we can get scores a lot of times. And yeah, we've got, it's about just you know, getting that blend right, and the lads are working really hard on that, and as I say, it's work in progress.
Yeah, and when you're going under such a big game against Tyrone, battling out at the end of the table, where 4 points would be a huge shot in the arm, it's vitally important too that players keep their discipline in a game, a high intensive game like a fixture we're set for against Tyrone.
Yeah, all those games are high intensity matches, and yeah, there's two valuable league points at stake, there's no doubt about that there. And yeah, discipline always doesn't matter if it's a North West Derby or if it's a McKenna Cup or a league match or a championship match. You've got to keep your 15 players in the field at all times, and discipline is key. And yeah, we've got to be disciplined. And as I say, we've got to be probably better than we were against Kildare overall. Yeah. If we're going to win the match, we need a big performance. And if we get that performance, then yeah, the 2 points will be, if we can get them on Saturday evening, will be a big boost.
Yeah, it's not the type of game that it's hard to rise to the occasion for, given the, I suppose, the locality of both counties, Declan, and the players will be up for this on both sides, that is.
Oh, 100%. As I said, it's a North West Derby. We're up against D team in Ulster. They've won Ulster the last couple of years. They are the form team in Ulster. I know they've lost a number of matches in the league, no more than ourselves this season. So it's yeah, big match. And you know, you Mickey Hart being there, he's done it. He's won whatever is to be won in senior football and underage football with Tyrone, and he's been a brilliant servant to Tyrone. So yeah, it's a big test from our point of view, and but it's one we're looking forward to. As I said, I mean, these games are coming now, ticking fast over the next 3 weeks, and then, I mean, there's only a 4 or 5 week run into the championship.